Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Release the truth. From the cradle to the grave.
From the cradle to the grave. Life ain't never been easy.
We're going to take it through our
future.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed. It's two things you can depend on. The WIP afternoon show. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the By. Benefits of Travis Mannion Foundation. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Joe Giglio with us all the way up until 3 o'clock. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Which move would you rather Howie had done? A third for Jalen Phillips or two ones for Sauce Gardner? Now, Ike, you said the two ones for Sauce Gardner. What do you think the poll is at?
I'll go, is Sauce Gardner, not overwhelmingly, so let's go 55% Sauce Gardner.
See, what you have to understand about this fan base, Ike, is that they're all Howie'd up right now.
So no, anything he does is a good move?
They are all Howie'd up.
And Howie we trust.
Howie season.
You guys just don't get it.
Yeah, 88%, a third for Jalen Phillips.
If you had asked the question before either trade went down, it would have been closer to 50-50.
Exactly.
Yeah, but now that it's done, Phillips is an Eagle.
Such a great point. Yeah. Such a great point, Joe. Yeah, this isn't a knock. First of all, Spike, you came up. Who came up with this question? You or Fritz?
Which one?
This.
Well, no, that was Spike.
Well, yeah, I asked it on the air, but he put the poll question up.
Yeah. So that's, because it's already done, it's weighted one way.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like Joe said, if you had asked this beforehand, which would you do and which would you prefer? I would have had to imagine everybody would have said, do the two ones for Sauce Gardner. That's all we've been talking about is finding another CB2.
Yes, and there he is. He's a CB1.
And the fact that, exactly, he's a CB1.
He's
not
a CB1.
He's actually a CB1.
Yeah, he was all pro his rookie year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and with Jalen Phillips' injury history, I'm sure more people would have been scared off from that when you're comparing it to a young two-time All-Pro cornerback.
And thank God he hasn't had the problem that he had in college so far, because concussions, of all the injuries we talk about, you break a bone, you tear a ligament, all those things, as a human, they get better most of the time. Concussions, he had three concussions in college.
You don't really want to go back and check his medical history.
No, there's a lot there.
There's a lot there, for sure.
Joe, I don't know if you look at the internet comments on our little videos on the internet.
Oh, I try not to.
Yeah. Joe's not looking at comments.
No, bad idea.
And I can usually tell when I say something when I'm going to get like an outrageous amount of "get this guy out of here."
You feel it coming. It's like when the ball leaves a shooter's hand. You know it's going in or not.
I know. I did not expect yesterday's opinion about Howie's offseason. Now, you look, there are some people that agreed with me, but there was a lot of "get this guy out of here" when I said that Howie's had a bad season, offseason and season so far. We were talking grades yesterday. How would you want to grade the Philadelphia, the job that Howie Roseman's done from the minute they win the Super Bowl until now? Just that, not the context of everything he's done before, not what he might do in the future, what he has done. What would you grade it?
I would put it closer to, B minus C in that area. I don't think it's been as bad as you framed it yesterday.
Okay.
But I also don't think it was great. A couple things I thought were really good were bringing back Bond. And the Jordan Davis fifth-year option was a smart decision. I was against it. He'd be a free agent to be. Now he's under contract for next year. So that looks like it's smart. They lost a lot of good players, though. I mean, and he clearly didn't do enough at corner or edge because he's trying to fix it now. So I can't give him a great grade. I don't think it was terrible. I did see some of the comments.
Yeah.
And it was – here's what it is. I think people are caught up sometimes on the record. The Eagles are 6-2 really based on what was here last year and the year before, right? It wasn't the last 6 months of Howie's work. Like,
yeah.
It's the drafting of Jalen Hurts. It's the Mailata. Like, the bones of this team is why they're 6-2. It's not really what he's done the last 6 months.
Oh, no. Yeah. And he is a great general manager overall, but I don't think he's had a great year. And I know the salary cap constraints, but I also think – you can look at a couple of decisions that weren't salary cap related. Isaiah Rodgers, not salary cap related. Mekhi Becton, not salary cap related. And I don't know how Darius Slay is playing right now, but
I don't think very well.
Oh,
he's
not.
To PFL.
Well, I think the whole defense stinks out there.
Yeah. Okay. But those two decisions, I mean, are significant decisions.
So you brought up not salary cap related, not Howie in his press conference yesterday. The morning show highlighted this morning. He was asked, are they going to try to extend Jalen Phillips, right? And he said, we don't really want to do that in the middle of trying to go for a Super Bowl.
Like, sure.
They've changed their philosophy. Back in the day, the Eagles used to re-sign players before free agency all the time. I think it's fair to bring that up. Last year, if they wanted to sign Milton Williams halfway through the season, they could have probably done it and got him back, and he wouldn't got close to $100 million.
No.
Like, this is a strategy they have that, okay, they're winning, so we're happy with it, but if they were more proactive in signing players, Spike, maybe they wouldn't have lost all the players they lost last offseason.
I do believe there is a little bit of, you know, you re-sign a player during the season, and then the next player is saying, well, why am I not
sure? But they used to do it all the time.
I know, but I don't know if that breeds good locker room camaraderie.
Right, but you're also more likely to lose the player, right?
Sure.
You let him go to free agency.
And I agree with that, but also they've done it and been burned on it.
Right.
They got burned on the Alshon Jeffrey re-signing. They got burned on the Tim Jernigan re-signing.
Oh, yeah, that was
so that
I forgot
may,
about Tim Jernigan.
Yeah, that may have been a greater deterrent from doing it in the middle of the season than anything, just because it's backfired in recent memory.
Well, the way I think you can look at it, let's put the during the season thing to the side. They re-signed Cam Jurgens before the season. I also maybe think maybe they didn't know how good Milton Williams was going to be, because before last season they could have signed Milton Williams.
Yeah, they could have.
Now Josh Sweat, they obviously just didn't think was that great. I mean, they think he's good. Obviously they asked him to take a pay cut. They had an opportunity with Josh Sweat. They didn't do it. I think even with Josh Sweat's production, they would probably tell you they don't think Josh Sweat's worth the money. Maybe they just made a mistake on Milton Williams. You know, maybe they just made a mistake in not extending him before the year, even putting the during the year thing to the side. And as far as Jalen Phillips, they have to be very careful about extending
There's
a guy
no way.
Who's been hurt.
There's no
as
way
much
can do that
hurt.
Right now.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can. Now, yesterday and the day before, we did have a next question prize. We do have the prize today, but we're not doing next question. It'll just go to the best caller today. The best caller today is going to get the Hess Toy Truck 2025 Stock Car Racers. The 2025 Stock Car Races loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights. Are there even 67 lights on my regular car? I don't think so. 5 realistic sounds and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess, available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com. 215-592-9494. Styles in Mullica Hill. You're on WIP. What's up, Styles?
Gentlemen, how we doing today? Love that Joe's joining you. How you doing, Joe?
What's up, Styles?
So I tried getting in yesterday. Sadly, couldn't make it. I only get an hour for my lunch break. It's a miracle I even got in today. I got to say, hindsight 2020 on the fact that, yeah, we could have probably afforded 2 firsts for Sauce Gardner, but I feel like his track record might not be as good to learn that. I mean, yeah, he's an all-pro corner. We can do that. But how are we going to afford the ability to bring back Quinyon, DeJean, and
half
of our secondary?
Here's where I throw that out the window. If you're going to go after Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons, I don't want to hear anything about affording anything anymore. I just don't. Now, if what they say is they don't think Sauce Gardner's good enough to warrant that, that's fine. That's a decision they can make. But the money thing, they've got everybody in Philadelphia tricked on this. They've because we all talk out of the both sides of our mouth with the money thing. On one side, we go, Howie can figure anything out. We spend all this. They're paying four offensive linemen $30 million a year. Like, on one hand, we say they can figure it out. On the other hand, when they don't go get a player, we're all brainwashed into thinking, well, they can't do it because of the money. If they were trying to trade for Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett, they could have afforded it. They could have afforded Sauce Gardner. Now, if their evaluation on Sauce Gardner is not worth it to us, that's fine. But the money thing, I'm just not buying anymore.
Right, right. And before I go, I did want to bring up a side topic that I tried to get on yesterday. I wanted to do it today before it becomes old news.
Yeah.
Noticed one of your tweets on Monday about my old work environment. Mr. Adrian Wojnarowski was there and got kicked out of our store.
Oh, no. You used to work at the Wawa on Mullica Hill?
Yes, sir. And I have seven witnesses that are calling you out on your fake news.
No, it was a joke. It was a joke. So yeah. So what happened? What happened? It's a very internet-y joke. But what happened was a tweet gained traction that Adrian Wojnarowski got in a fight with refs at a basketball game and was thrown out. And it gained so much traction that people started believing it, and they had to deny that it happened. So I made the same joke about Adrian Wojnarowski not getting enough onions on his turkey classic and getting thrown out of the Mullica Hill Wawa. But I was not being serious.
Yeah, how did I see that? I was hoping so.
It's okay. And everyone at that Wawa is very nice, by the way, especially the gas attendants. Very nice at that Wawa.
Shout out my old store, 8308, one of the best.
No, 8308, baby.
Yeah, there it is.
Love it.
Yeah. So tell your former coworkers. I was just kidding.
Yeah, 8308 would never do that to Woj. They would never give it too few.
Aren't you supposed to be running for mayor over there? You can't be turning off the local Wawas.
Oh, it's true.
With all your little jokes.
I'm not running for mayor. See this.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. He doesn't know the line.
He doesn't. He never has.
Nope.
I would never run for mayor. I have a job. Now, am I interested in the job that the mayor is doing in Harrison Township?
You forced him to address it.
Finally, we're addressing it.
Look, I am finally in an area that I live that I feel like I will be in for a very long time.
Okay.
You're invested now.
I am invested. Uh-oh. I care about how the roads are paved. I care about where all the property tax money goes.
Oh, God.
And let's just say that I already have the budgets and the audits for the last 3 years for my little township, and I'm going to be going through it with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that our money is not being wasted. We pay a lot of property tax in New Jersey. I just want to make sure the money's not wasted.
Yep.
That's all.
You didn't know what you were getting over there, did you, Mulligan Hill?
Look, man.
Fortunately for the actual mayor, you don't have a pulpit to talk about this whenever you want.
Yeah, right. And the good thing is, because I am not running for mayor, I can talk about it all I want.
All he wants
all
to.
All I want. Yep. Just making sure that our public officials are doing their jobs as a representative of the people of Harrison Township.
Wow.
Well, look, it is what it is.
I hear you.
You know? It's what it is. Fritz. He's something else.
I spy with my little eye.
Yeah, there he is. Giglio, let's the A.J. Brown topic.
Mm.
If I were to ask you to predict two things, one, do we get, like, is there another moment with A.J. Brown the rest of the year?
Of course there is.
Okay.
It's every other week.
And then the other one is, how does this all end with A.J.?
He's like, not. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, how does this go the rest of the year? And then next year, you know, is A.J. Brown a Philadelphia Eagle?
So ultimately, I don't think any of it's going to really change the season. Like, as much as it's been annoying and disruptive, they win a lot, even when he is disruptive. Like, if they don't win the Super Bowl, I don't think we're going to say it's because A.J. was so disruptive. It might just be because they are not great enough this year. But I don't think he's on the team next year. I think this is a – for me, it's an easy mutual parting. When they do it, it's going to be a mutual parting. They're going to say he doesn't want to be here, or they'll spin it that way. And, guys, you look at his numbers and the salary he makes – it doesn't add up. Howie Roseman's going to look at it after the season. I know he's still talented, but there's no way if I'm Howie I'm paying $30-plus million to a receiver if he finishes in the 50s or 60s in receiving yards and touchdowns and receptions, and he's annoyed. Like, to me, this has an expiration date, and I think it's whenever this Eagles season ends.
This was a tweet from Josina Anderson.
From
a league.
She's back talking about an Eagles receiver.
There we go. And you know she's got connections with Eagles receivers, at least one of them.
Yeah.
A league source, quote, A.J. Brown is not miserable. He's hungry. He's a player that cares about his team and his legacy. He wants to be among the greats. Every player should want that and continue to strive for that. So, of course, he's going to want to feast. That's the energy that is a difference maker. You don't get rid of that.
Yeah. I don't know what more to add.
Yeah.
I think as long as A.J. wants to go out and play football and just worry about focusing on playing football, I think everything will be fine for the rest of the season, right? I think everything gets reevaluated in the offseason. Hell, he may decide he feels differently once the season is over based on the way the season plays out. I don't know. You would hope that he aspires to want to retire as an Eagle. Doesn't mean you are going to, but you would hope that that's what his mindset is that I'm going to play here for the duration of my career. This is where I want to be. He has stated before that this is his home, but that's more or less the city of Philadelphia.
Which I think he likes.
In the area.
And I think he likes the fans, too.
But him actually being excited to come to work every day and play in this offense and be a part of what they've built. Like, he's been a part of this, but to continue to be a part of what they built, they got an opportunity to be something special and leave a real true mark on the history of this league if they can become one of the rare teams that repeat as champions. And, you know, I can understand him wanting to build his legacy and cement his legacy. You add some championships to that resume, there's nothing wrong with being Michael Irvin in the history of this game. Michael Irvin will tell you, yeah, I didn't catch as many balls as Jerry Rice or Andre Reed or
even Haywood Jeffries.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, but, yeah. A, I always played well in the big games when I was needed, and we won a lot of football games, and we won 3 championships. That's what Michael Irvin will tell you anytime when you want to talk about numbers. I only say that to say what's more important to you. And if winning championships is what's more important to you, then – where are you going to go that you have a greater opportunity than a place you've already established a culture as a championship culture? You helped establish this culture. A.J. Brown did. Right? He helped establish this, this culture that's here currently with the Eagles. And so it's a young team with a lot of young, good players. I would never think about going anywhere else. Right? Like, I think back to my playing days here and being with all those guys I played with and being a part of that team that built up that culture in the early 2000s. I never wanted to leave here. Hugh Douglas never wanted to leave here. Jeremiah Trotter never wanted to leave here initially. Right? Like, none of those guys, none of us, because we helped build this thing and we wanted to be here for the duration of it.
And he's getting paid.
And you're already getting paid. That's a problem why a lot of us left, because the pay wasn't there. Yeah, they pay players very well for the Eagles now. Everybody gets a big paycheck.
I think the optimistic way to look at it is we saw that big athletic piece come out about him, about how hard he works before the trade deadline. We see this come out after the trade deadline. I think all these things are strategic. And I think at this point, now that the trade deadline is over, it doesn't behoove A.J. Brown at this point to be – if he was doing a quiet quit, where he was doing that stuff to, You know, I don't think he has the personality, the T.O. personality, where he's going to be a huge problem to get himself traded. But maybe he was at least trying to make it a little uncomfortable to see if they would, you know. Now that that's over, it doesn't help him at all. Now, it actually helps him, if he wants to get out of here, to be a good teammate and be perceived as they go into the offseason for two reasons. It makes him a more valuable asset to a team that's trading for him. Also, it puts the Eagles in a better position to trade for him. It makes him more valuable, you know. Now, I don't know if, like, you know, I think sometimes it's just his emotion that gets a hold of him. He's sitting there, he's looking at his phone. But I think there is something to, okay, the trade deadline's over. If you were thinking that was a possibility, it's not a possibility now. I also wonder if they've even had a conversation with his agent at this point and said, we talked about it, we couldn't get it done. I promise we'll talk about it in the offseason. We need you to be dialed in, and that will help everything work out. So at least the rest of this year is positive. I really have no idea. If I had to bet whether it'll be here next year or not, I would bet no. But also, the rest of this year, I think there is a possibility that it just behooves him to not be disruptive. You know?
Yeah, and listen, he's a guy who wears his emotions on his sleeves. I would say I need to see how the season plays out for me to give a real answer as to whether or not I think he's going to be here moving forward. Because I think how the season plays out and me getting a chance to see his demeanor with his teammates, his demeanor when talking about the team, when talking about games, things of that nature, getting excited about the postseason, defending your championship, going to win another one. Like, if his demeanor is saying that I'm all in on that and that's what I want to do, then I would have no reason to think that he wouldn't be here next year. But if his demeanor is something else where, I don't know, he's still not talking to the media, there's cryptic thing. Like, if that's the case the rest of the year, then it would lead you to believe, well, he's still not necessarily, something is still not making him happy or whatever, so I don't know what would. We always say winning cures all. And that's what you hope for. That's as a team, that's all you can hope for.
Last year. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Only AJ knows, quite honestly.
Also feel like he owes it to the team to do what you're just saying, Spike. They've paid him twice, and he's a team captain. Like, the Eagles don't owe anything to AJ Brown. They've given him everything you could give a player, right? Like, he owes it to them now to fulfill his end of the bar. I'm not even talking about catches, right? He doesn't control that as much. Jalen has thrown the ball and all that, but he owes it to them to not be a disruption and to play his best football. Howie, when he spoke yesterday and he was asked, he didn't say no when asked, first of all.
No, and everybody's looking at that answer as, see, he would never trade him. He never said that. Yeah, he never said that.
But he also stuck in there, he's a captain. He has a C in his chest. I thought it was, you know, the stuff that's coming out with the report today and the Athletic article might be strategic. I thought Howie was strategic. He didn't say no, and he said he's a captain. Act like it.
Joe, so I appreciate Joe Giglio's been with us until 3 o'clock. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3. Final question for you, Joe. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC, or are they one in a group of many?
One in a group of many. I want to believe they are, because they were last year and they have a great record. But, like, if you just watch this season, how could you say they're better than what the Rams and Seahawks have been? I can't.
Is that the group? What do you think the group is?
I think that's the group. The Lions and Packers are right below it. Okay. To me, it's those five, and everybody else is totally different. But I can't watch this season and say they're more impressive than Seattle and Los Angeles.
It's not about being more impressive.
Sure it is.
Who's the better team?
What does that mean?
Which team do you trust the most if they had to play head-to-head? Neutral site. Neutral site, as we just look forward. It's without question the Philadelphia Eagles. First of all, they've already beaten half of those teams. We're not playing Seattle, so we won't know unless we see them in the playoffs. And you can't tell me right now, without knowing where's home field advantage at, that you would take Sam Darnold and the Seahawks over Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia
Eagles.
So
I agree they're less trustworthy because they've been doing it for less.
But the Rams
aren't less trustworthy.
But the Rams, you know what? Sometimes a team just has your number.
It does. But sometimes that evens out.
And the Eagles have the – well, when is it going to even out? We've been kicking the Rams back in since 2017.
Can I just say this?
2002, it evened out.
I would rather not play the Rams in the playoffs. Can we just avoid them?
Did you say 2002?
It evened out?
That's 20-plus years ago.
I'm just saying.
Unnecessary shout-out.
You asked for it. You asked for one example.
That's an unnecessary. That has nothing to do with this squad.
Of course it doesn't.
We've been beating the Rams point. Back in for years.
And
now.
You were beating the Bucks back in.
Yeah.
For 5 years.
You know, what if it's a Rams-Bills Super Bowl, and what it turns out is the Rams beat the Eagles in the championship game, the Bills beat the Chiefs, and the numbers, like, it finally evens out in the playoffs this year. That could happen as well.
Could. Don't sound so excited.
It could.
No, I'm not
Joe
excited.
Giglio, the Eagles,
I want the Eagles
are a notch above the other teams. If it was any other defending champion, if it was any other NFC East champion, two out of the last 3 years, you would automatically give them the nod, like we get a Chiefs the nod all the time.
Well, but the everything. Chiefs did it for like seven or eight years.
We've been in the playoffs.
Shut up.
We've been in three Super Bowls in 8 years. We go to the playoffs every year.
Nick Foles was the first one.
I'm just saying that if it was anybody else, you would give them the nod. The Eagles have the track record, and they have the history on their side.
Listen, I'm scared of the Rams. What do you want me to tell you?
Oh, well, McVay's a coward.
All right.
He is a coward.
I still believe they're going to meet each other in that championship game. But they would have to finish with
a better record.
Yeah, better record than us. Yeah.
Which will be hard in their division.
So it's probably going to be here.
215-592-9494. Thank you, Joe Giglio. Wonderful job.
Thank you, Joe.
You can hear Joe tomorrow on the WIP Midday Show. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. We are at Chickies and Pete's for Birds at the Bye. You know it benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. It is brought to you by Miller. No, it's brought to you by Bud Light.
Yep, there you go.
Sorry. You know, it happens.
Yep.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.